WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. And I hope you're having a lovely afternoon. It's starting to get a little bit muggy, not too terrible, but okay, we just heard Ziggy Marley, Future Man, Future Lady. Very nice. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck happened here to, where's our, here we go. There's our login. That's what we need. Okay, so we're going to listen to this wonderful lady, Laura Walls. This is when she was at the North Sea Jazz Festival. I've played a couple of things from this, and she's pretty fabulous. So it might as well be spring. Yeah, we'll do that. Let's see here. Yeah. All right.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I say that I have spring fever, but I know that it isn't even spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when I know that it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange
just a skinny and a baby on a swing.
That was the Danny Green Trio plus strings. The CD is One Day It Will, and the song is View from the Sky. Now, Danny Green Trio and strings are going to be this Saturday night at the Lily Pad, and we're going to do a call-in interview at 3:30, just about 15 minutes from now. I think he's still in New York. I've seen them once before without the strings at this venue. It was delightful. I mean, he's just a terrific player, composer, and the other members of his group, you have bassist Justin Grinnell, who's actually from this area, and drummer Julian Cantelem. T-E-L-M. Okay, they're all from Southern California and very sought after there. And they have this enhanced instrumentation. So it should be fantastic. And hopefully he'll be calling in just a few minutes. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. Oh boy. Prisoner population rate world map from Wikimedia Commons based on UN data. The U.S. has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, we, the taxpayers, are paying for that. So all the incarceration, I don't know that it really does the trick. There's a lot of things to consider. I mean, certain violent crimes, yes, and certain, you know, sexually aggressive crimes. But I don't know, is there rehab or are they let out and they're just as bad? It's lots of things to think about. Okay, so here we are at WMFO Medford, live from Tufts University. This is The Voice Mobile, and I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. Happy to be here with you today. So, let's see. We have something new. We'll have a listen here. McClinty Hunter. McClinty Hunter Jr., the Groove Hunter. Okay, so going to get something else on here. I'm waiting now for this call-in, but I might have to put something on in between. We'll wait and see if something comes up. Let's see. Let's do one, two. Okay, so breaking Israeli news. U.S. negotiation team is heading to Israel to push the peace plan. U.S. Middle East envoy Jason Greenblatt and White House special advisor Jared Kushner will arrive to Israel as part of a Middle East tour next week to discuss previously undisclosed details of a peace plan being promoted by U.S. President Donald Trump. Well, who knows what that's going to mean? So this is also interesting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced an ambitious new desalination project. It's getting the salt out of the water that will address the current multi-year drought. But the surprising way he chose to present the new program, offering much-needed aid to Israel's sworn enemy, had a biblical precedent as well as prophetic and end-of-days implication. Let's see what more they say about this. Huh. The Israeli government revealed on Sunday a new desalination program that, at an estimated cost of $30 million, will bring fresh water directly to the Kinneret, Sea of Galilee. The project is being fast-tracked and is expected to bring up to 100 million cubic meters of desalinated water to Israel's main water source within the next 4 years. Israel's suffering its fifth consecutive year of drought. The Kinneret is currently at 689 feet below sea level. Wow! Over 1.5 feet below the lower red line. In 2001, the Sea of Galilee was at an even lower level, 700 feet below sea level, considered as the black line, below which irreversible ecological problems may begin to occur. Project will also rehabilitate 7 streams in northern Israel. The plan includes the construction of 2 new desalination plants on the Mediterranean coast in the Western Galilee. The Energy and Water Resources Ministry also set desalination goals through 2030 that will double the current output of desalinated water. All right, I think my call is coming through, but it's not showing here. That's weird. Let's see. That's weird. Why isn't it showing here? Oh boy, why isn't this coming through on the board? So, well, I saw a phone call coming through, but it's not coming through onto the board. I don't know why. Let's see. What's to be done? This is what I don't like. Now, let's see if Danny will try again, because I'm pretty sure that's who it was. It should come through the board. Huh. Yeah, there's the phone call again, and again, it's not showing here on the board. WMFO, hello. Okay, I'm not sure why this isn't working. Usually it shows up on the board, which phone line, and neither one of them are showing a phone call coming through. It's showing over on the equipment, but that's not what to do. Well, Danny, I'm sorry. I don't know. He is going to be performing with his trio with string. Well, I don't know if the strings are going to be coming into the lily pad, which is on Cambridge Street. Ah, now it's coming through. Oh, hello? Hello? WMFO, hello? Hello, WMFO? Hello? Ah. WMFO, hello? 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 WMFO, hello?
Hi, Joyce, this is Danny Green.
Hi, Danny. A few technical glitches. I saw that somebody was calling in. Anyway, you're now live on the air. Welcome to WMFO again.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that you got through. I don't know, the station's been going through, as I said, some craziness, and now we're back up as far as, you know, the other issues that we talked about. Anyway, I've told folks that you're coming into the lily pad. Now, do you have strings with you, or is it just the trio?
No, it'll be just the trio.
That's what I thought. Okay. So I already played one cut this afternoon. I played View from the Sky. That was the second thing I played on my show. I love this CD. I think it's just terrific.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. So maybe we should play something and then we'll chat a little bit.
Sounds great.
Okay, so what do you think? Something short, down and out?
Yeah, we can do that one.
All right, let's put that on, and we can play through it, and then we'll be able to chat. Okay, here we go, folks. Okay, it says it's a bluesy jaunt.
that's one of the few bluesy ones on that album.
Well, Down and Out, the title just seems odd because it's kind of uplifting.
Yeah, well, you know, I was kind of sick for the week leading up to when I wrote the piece.
Ah, I got you.
Felt like not getting out of bed all week.
Oh, yeah, that's a drag.
I kind of got out, wrote the piece, and felt better.
See, now that's what the blues is all about. It's making music to lift you out of the doldrums or slavery or whatever the heck it was, right?
Exactly. And now it all makes sense.
And so who was taking care of your little one while you were down and out? Your wife, I suppose.
Yeah.
For yeah. Sure. How old now? He's...
So I have two kids. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, you have two. Okay, so maybe you had two.
Yeah,
I think you were just getting ready to have a second child when you were last here.
Oh. Right? No, I must have had two, but...
You must have had two.
I think that was 2016. And,
okay.
Yeah, so probably a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old back then.
Right, okay. So a very busy household. Do you do your composing mostly at home or elsewhere?
Yeah, I think entirely at home.
Really? Wow.
Usually on those rare moments when nobody else is home.
It's incredible. Well, this is your fifth album.
That's correct.
Yeah, I know I played a lot of Alter Narratives, their 2016 album, which I loved. And,
Thank you.
So the idea of adding the strings, how did that come about?
So the idea started with the last album where we recorded three songs with strings. I've always loved classical music and jazz, and I've always been thinking about different ways to, blend the elements of those two different worlds together.
Uh-huh.
And, doing something like recording with strings at one point in my life seemed like, oh, that's a cool idea, but I don't think I can pull that off.
Uh-huh.
And as we were preparing to record the last album, we worked with a producer named Matt Pearson, and he suggested to me the idea of bringing in a string quartet. And, he has all the connections to the greatest players in New York, which is where we recorded, and he made it happen. He helped make it happen. And so from that point, the next step was performing it live, which we did several months after the release of the album. And I felt like it would not be worth hiring string musicians just to play three songs, so I continued writing more for them. And eventually, I ended up with enough music for this new album.
Ah, that's very cool. It's nice to hear the how things start and how they get done. I mean, most of the time you just get the final product and you don't know all what went into it. So it's great.
Well, one thing that I really believe is that no matter how hard something seems to pull off, once I start getting into just working on the music and not worrying about all the other logistics, there always is a way to make everything else come together. So I think it all just has to start from the music.
I think that's terrific. Yeah, I think and just persevere. And hopefully, if you have good folks around you, people pick up on what you're trying to do and they'll support you. And it sounds like that's what's happened. What's your time availability? Because I didn't really get to ask you. So,
well, we gotta hop on a subway. I think in the next 10 minutes and head out to.
All right. So
we're playing a show with String.
Okay. Yeah, oh, you are. And where is the show tonight?
Yeah, we're in New York right now.
Okay.
So we're playing at Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 3 tonight.
That's great. Oh, I hope you have a great gig. Rockwood Music Hall, I'm not familiar with it. Is it a newer venue? Or, of course, I haven't been to New York for years, so I wouldn't even know.
It's supposed to be a really nice performance venue.
Terrific. So let's talk a little bit about the two other players who are part of the trio, bassist Justin Grinnell, who's from this area, right?
Justin is actually from Santa Rosa.
Oh, okay. So he has family that's in this area. I remember one of the guys had family here.
Yeah, he has an aunt.
Okay, that's what it was. So he's not from here, but his aunt lives here because she was at the gig. That's right. Okay.
I'm pretty sure she'll be coming out to see us.
Terrific.
This Saturday.
So he's from Santa, where? Santa Rosa?
Santa Rosa, about an hour north of San Francisco.
Okay, okay.
And our drummer, Julian Cantelm.
Cantelm. I kept saying I'm not saying it right. Cantelm. Okay, good.
Yeah. He was born in Miami, but grew up in Miami, Northern California, and near Philadelphia.
Uh-huh. And how did you three meet? How did you get together?
Well, Justin and I met back in, I think, 2006 on a gig in town.
Okay.
And then right around 2007, I started looking for a bass player who would be available to rehearse more often than the bass player I had been playing with. And it just worked out that Justin was available and into the music and
great
at playing it. So that's how we started playing together. I met Julian in 2010 at a rehearsal that we were both doing for another project.
Wow, that's great.
And we clicked immediately, and I brought him into the trio.
I remember when I saw you down the street, you were having a meal. I hadn't met you yet. And I saw the guys, they've got to be in the band. And I was right. I remember that was, it was hard to find parking down that Cambridge Street. Lily pad. Yeah, Cambridge. So what time is the gig starting?
It's a good question. Let me pull it up.
Because I didn't have that noted down. It's probably 8 o'clock, but...
I think it's actually...
Is it 7:30?
7.
Oh,
we're playing from 7 until 8:30, so...
Oh, wait a minute. You're finished
doors,
by...
Doors will be open a little earlier, but we start playing at 7 p.m.
So, wait a minute. You're only playing until 8:30?
Yeah, we're going to do one long set rather than two short sets.
You know what? I'm going to miss the whole thing because it's still Shabbos.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Oh, that's a drag. So I'm not even going to get to see you because by that time, who's playing after you?
I'm not sure. I think the venue books. I think they just kind of book time slots over there.
I see.
I'm not sure who's playing. Oh, I'm sorry that we'll miss you.
Oh, I'm really disappointed. Okay, and I. Okay, well, at least we got to chat, and I think I will put on another cut. And I know you have to. Get your train. What, about 2 more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to put on Snowy Day in Boston just because it's getting warm. Just for the fun.
Oh, yeah. And that one I wrote right after, the last time we played there, it was snowing the day after we played.
That's right.
And being from California, I don't see too much snow, so.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for...
inspired the piece.
For taking time and have a fabulous gig. Give my regards to the ladies.
And thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure. So let me put this on and you can, stay on as long as you can or can't. All right, this Danny Green Trio plus strings. They will be at the Lily Pad. 7 to 8:30 this coming Saturday in Cambridge. Hope to see. Well, I'm not going to see you there, but hope you can make it. Exquisite.
All right, Joey, thanks so much for having me. I'm going to take off.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember the letter into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid, you were meant to skin, then you begin to make it better. Sad song and make it better.